Commissioner for Higher Education Teresa Lubbers says the current proposal includes three diploma options, and much of the data being used in the redesign comes from the annual College Readiness Report produced by the Commission for Higher Education. Lubbers says the data is broken down by individual schools and is intended to let high schools see where their students and possibly their curriculum are falling short.
It allows them to look at their students and see how prepared they are. And then, of course, it allows the higher education institutions to know when they're looking at students, whether there need to be special efforts to make sure they're better prepared in certain areas and how we address that in college.
Lubbers says from 2012 to 2013, 77 Indiana counties saw improvements in the percentage of students who are considered college ready. She says most educators believe some post-secondary schooling is necessary for the majority of students, even if that isn't at a four-year college.
We have a goal of 60% of Hoosiers having quality degrees or credentials beyond high school. And right now, as a state, we're at 34.7% in terms of an attainment level. And that might be a one-year certificate, a workforce certificate of some sort.
There are very few people, I think, who can parlay a high school diploma into a remunerative career.
T.J. Rivard is an assistant vice president at Indiana University East. He also sits on the committee that's redesigning high school diploma options.
High school, it does what it's supposed to do in the sense that it gives you this foundation to do something very specific eventually. You know, whether that's an AAS or whether that's a certificate of some sort or whether that's a four-year degree and eventually graduate school.
But not everyone believes that.
To be honest, the statistics show that a lot of the stuff that kids are going to need for their future career, they may not even need to go to college.
Anne Marie Circle is the principal of Delphi Community High School. She likes that the diploma redesign is putting a focus on developing a career path for students, but she says just changing the number of credits required without changing the curriculum won't get kids ready to go into the workforce.
They used to have like a more business math, or they used to have more of a practical English class for kids who may have been on a different path. They've taken away all those. We're hitting a roadblock with a lot of our kids on the Algebra 2 piece for some of those lower level kids who may go out and be able to do an agricultural career and never need that Algebra 2 component.
Crawfordsville Community School Corporation Superintendent Scott Bowling is seeing the same issues with his students. He says economic development leaders in Montgomery County aren't necessarily asking for college graduates to fill jobs, just skilled workers.
I think we do need to recognize what the economy is telling us in terms of jobs and training, and I think we do need to provide those vocational resources as well. And there needs to be room for that in the high school curriculum, and when you gear everything towards the Core 40 diploma, I think you're ignoring that fact.
Bowling says his district has tried to respond to that need by creating an advanced manufacturing curriculum that can prepare students either for a job right out of high school or to move on to a certification program or an associate's degree at a community college. He says it's a balancing act, though, because vocational education must be strengthened and students who want to go to college must be getting what they need.
We do not want students hitting a four-year university and looking back on their high school experience and saying, gosh, I wish they would have prepared me better. That cannot happen.
The diploma committee is expected to make a presentation to lawmakers later this summer. Lubbers says changes need to be finalized by December, so the legislature has time to look at what changes to state law might be necessary for the new diplomas to go into effect. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kristen Malavenda in West Lafayette.